Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrock.
Ooh, she's the other woman, but she needs some help. Take a listen to this. Says, I don't know if this is too much for your DM dilemma, but I could use some advice. I've secretly been dating my boss for 4 months and found out he has been dating another woman for a couple of years. I doubt this is the first time he's cheated on her because he went as far as to block me on his Instagram so I wouldn't see pictures of them together. I feel like I need to tell her, but I don't want to jeopardize my job. What should I do?
My first question here is, how much do you value your job? Because if you value your job a lot, I would not say anything. Because what do we know about this guy? He's done this for 2 years. He's obviously done it before. He is a manipulator. He's probably a liar. He will go out of his way, being her boss, to get her out of that company, to silence her. So if she values her job and if she can put aside the hurt she is feeling, I would personally move on and not let this snowball. But having said that, Kelly, I cannot blame her if the emotion is too much and she has to tell.
I don't know. I'm spiteful. I'd go tell her. I'd be like, you think you could get away with this? Not so fast.
And then where do we go from here?
Well, I don't know. I obviously don't think things through. I just react. Okay. That's what I do. Well, you hurt me. Guess what? I'm going to hurt you even more. I don't know. And I want to know, how did she find out about the other woman?
Because
if she could
that.
Secretly tell the other woman, then I might do that. But again, how committed was the relationship? If it's something that just kind of fizzled out, did you break up with him because you found out you were the other woman? This always happens on Wednesdays. I need more details
exactly.
In that. What is the job? Is it a job you're committed to? Would you be willing to leave? I don't know. If I were in her shoes, I think I would probably act instinctively and I would have reached out to the other woman.
She needs to think this through before she does that, though.
Obviously.
She's got to know her finances, if she can get another job. She's got to look at all scenarios that could possibly occur by doing this.
I love this. Advice already coming in from the 714. Tell another employee to tell her.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not.
But that employee, that can stay quiet as well.
What is your advice for this woman? How does she handle this situation? You can call or text us at 888-431-3700.
Poor Mia. That's not a real name, but that's what we're calling her. She found out she's the other woman. She sent us a message for our DM dilemma. She's been dating her boss for 4 months, found out he has been with another person for 2 years. Does she tell the other person or not?
I love that my fellow psycho women are up and listening this morning because the 626 text did destroy him. 100%. I am so spiteful. I would find the other woman. I would tell her and I would figure out my job later.
We also got 714. Regarding the whole boss situation, I'm very spiteful too. So I would definitely go and tell the other woman, and cherry on top, if I get fired, I'll sue the company.
A lot of people pointing that out too. Isaiah weighed in on our Facebook and said, yes, let the other woman know for sure. If she gets fired for that, it's wrongful termination and she has a case that she could easily win. And if anything, her boss might be in trouble for workplace misconduct because he was dating her in the first place.
I hope it goes that way, but sometimes it doesn't. You never know these days. I'm just the other way. I just don't want it to snowball into this out-of-hand situation that ends up hurting everybody, costing money. Who knows where it would go? I would just put my emotions aside. I know that's harder said than done. And would just move on. I don't want to do it. Gives me anxiety thinking about what could happen here.
951 saying, well, what happens if she actually does let the other woman know and she doesn't care? Some women are like that and will stay with the cheater.
She's not wrong. I mean,
that's another way to look at it because, yeah, you could go out, risk yourself, risk your job, and the other woman be like, oh, I know about it.
But the fact that, you know, he stopped her looking at her Instagram profile and everything, like he went out of his way to make sure that she didn't know, tells me that this woman he's dated for 2 years doesn't know either.
Well, it just tells me that he's a dirtbag, but
we know that.
Yeah. What do you think about the DM dilemma? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. Well, Mia might have struck gold when it comes to job security with today's DM dilemma. Not her real name, but she sent us a message talking about how she's secretly been dating her boss for 4 months and found out that he's also been dating another woman for a couple of years.
Ooh.
He's gone as far as to block her on his Instagram so that she wouldn't see pictures of him and the other woman together. And she doesn't know what she should do. Mia's like, hey, do I tell the other woman or do I not say anything because I don't want to jeopardize my job?
And our opinions differ slightly on this. I say just don't say anything and just move on. The whole thing gives me anxiety. You would go straight and say...
I say blow it up.
What's up?
Uh-huh. Light it all on fire and watch it burn. And I'm so glad that there are other crazy women out there too. Like the 626 said, what I would do if it was me is I would get really close to the other woman and pretend to be her friend and then secretly have a conversation and bring up something about, well, the last guy I was dating and refer to him by name.
Oh, my God. This is becoming a movie script. And the end result is going to be what the 858 says here. I think Carrie Underwood said it best with two black Cadillacs.
Okay, well, hopefully the guy doesn't get killed over this. That might be a little extreme. James in Redlands, what do you think about today's DM dilemma?
Okay, first off, I'm going to take a different approach. If he's single and they're just dating since it's only been a couple of months and the other girl he's been dating for 2 years can still be casual dating, he don't want no serious relationship, she knew what she was getting into from the start, I don't think she should have a problem because she wants more now and he doesn't. If he's deleting her from seeing his Instagram post or anything, it's none of her business. It's a casual dating thing that he's doing. Let the man be a man.
But she didn't know it was a casual thing. She didn't know anything about this girl till recently.
Right, but it's only been a couple of months. She don't need to know everything at the beginning, right?
Yeah, we don't know how serious they were. She didn't say that.
Right.
From her message, though, it sounds like she was pretty serious about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but after a couple of months, I don't think you should sit up here and think that you guys are ready for marriage.
Okay, yeah, maybe we don't know his commitment to either one of the women. That's a good point.
Right.
We're reading into our own speculation.
Yeah, now if you're in a serious relationship, then yeah, hey, you know, you deceived me. You know, I'm going after everything. You getting fired. You're going to be fired. Hey, you guys have a great one. I love you guys.
You too. Love you.
Well,
luckily, everybody stays faithful when they go to Stagecoach, right?
That is the one good thing about this.
Yeah, okay.
Hop in. You're on the road to Stagecoach, driven by Toyota of Redlands.
That was total sarcasm, by the way.
I did get it.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.